Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from TO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 20th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 52 in the house, and it wasn't that eventful a day, other than the fact that some of the worst moves of all time were being made. But outside of that, you know, it was pretty quiet. So we'll get into it here today. I'll run through everything that went down yesterday. And you guys can maybe ask me some questions about these feeds here. And these players who just, you know, continue to be players. They continue to be players. All right, let's talk about them. So we started the day. I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but Tara and Kiefer were talking. They're talking about putting Brayden up on the block as the replacement for Beth once Jed uses the veto on Beth. Kiefer is actually pushing back on this idea. He's saying, wait, should we actually do this? Maybe, what if we, I mean, just to be safe, you could just put up Ty. I mean, that's probably the safer play. But Tara's like, nah. The only thing is, like, I just don't want Jed to go ballistic. I don't want him to be in people's faces all week long. If I put up Brayden, then he won't know that he's going until he goes. And so he won't blow up on anyone. And he won't be able to potentially flip any votes or anything like that. So I'd rather just keep everything calm and stick with Brayden to go up on the block. And this seems to be genuinely her reasoning here, that Brayden is just a lot easier to put up on the block and won't cause any issues with Jed. So she does say that she will talk to Brayden first, though. She'll make sure she checks in with him here before everything happens. And this is Brayden's opportunity to get himself to not go on the block. And so, that'd be nice. So she talks to Brayden. She says, hey, Brayden, you know, I got to put you up. This is the plan. We got to keep Jed calm all week. That's the play. But listen, if you are not comfortable going on the block, just tell me. Just let me know. And if you don't want to do it, we can call it off. We can call it off. No issues whatsoever. What do you think? I'm good. I'm good. Me up. Yeah. Fine. I mean, just, yeah. Yeah, that's what he does. I don't even have anything else to say at this point. I mean, just why? Why? It makes no difference to Brady. Who cares if Jed leaves, if Beth leaves, if Ty leaves? As long as one of them leave, it's great for Brayden. And for Jed to leave this week with Brayden sitting next to him on the blog, that's best case scenario. Brayden is the person that gets the least amount of credit. This move, this, the willingness to be put on the block, in my opinion, should nearly tank Brayden's chances of winning this game. The fact that he is okay with this. If Tara ends up in the jury, she will say Brayden was okay with it. That this was the move Brayden volunteered to be on the blog next to Jed. Terrible. Terrible. He has no power in this situation. When they find out that this happened, Brayden is the person that gets the least amount of credit for Jed leaving. Ty, Beth, Tara, Kiefer will all get credit for taking out Jed. The only person that won't is now Brayden. If Brayden had stayed off the block and voted out Jed, then he could have gotten the credit of, hey, I was with Tara, I was with that group of people, and we took out Jed. But instead, he goes up on the block and will probably receive no credit. That is best case scenario. Not best case scenario is that people change their minds. The nominations, the veto ceremony happens on Monday. The eviction happens on Thursday. I don't care how confident you are that your read is right on Ty or Beth or Kiefer. I don't care how confident you are, because first of all, you could be wrong and they could be planning to vote you out. Second, even if you're right, which I do believe they are at the moment, that does not mean that it's going to stay that way, especially in this house with these players. Ty has never once approached a vote completely locked in about what he was going to do. He has always considered all options. This massive betrayal that he is maybe going to do is something that he has struggled with before. He sobbed when he did this to Kiefer and then changed his mind. If he talks to Jed, which he probably will, then things could change. You never know. You don't know, and you don't have control over it. Brayden is not exactly the guy that is on top of everything going on. So why? All he needed to do was say, nah, I'd rather you just put up Ty. And she would have put up Ty. And Ty on the block, fine, perfect, whatever. What does it matter to Brayden if Ty's on the block next to Jed? That doesn't matter to him at all. And then even if it was like, oh, well, I can't put up Ty next to Jed, because that would piss off Jed. I would just tell Jed to use the veto, and then he would use the veto, and then we'd take out Beth, and I'd put up Ty next to Beth, and we'd take out Beth. Who cares? Beth can go too. Jed or Beth. Who cares? It doesn't matter to Brayden. Let Beth go, and then maybe if you win, you can take out Jed. And now you can win the game, because you get all the credit for it. Who cares? As long as you're not on the block. Okay. This is what I mean when I say this is the worst strategic week of Big Brother in the entire history of the show. So here we go. We get to the veto ceremony. Everybody is really nervous.
I'm hella worried right now.
Very worried. So we get to the veto ceremony. Jed uses the veto on Beth. Tara replaces Beth with Brayden. Jed and Brayden are now on the block. So after the veto ceremony, Tara is talking to Brayden and Kiefer, watching Ty hang out with Jed and Beth, and she's going, damn it. Oh, what did I just do? Why did I do that? Why did I put Brayden up? Did I just F us? Have I just completely screwed us? Kiefer's like, maybe. Oh my god, I should have just put up Ty. Why didn't I just put up Ty? There's no reason. I should have just put Ty on the block. Who cares? Brayden's like, I don't know. I think we're okay. Right? It just, it makes no sense for Ty to go through and do all of this when it would have been very easy for him to just get Beth out. Right? So why would he go through with all of this just to turn around and evict me when he could have gotten Beth out? That would have been great for his game. Yeah. I'm asking the same question, Brayden. But Tara's very nervous. She's talked down a little bit by Brayden. Jed is going to talk with Brayden, and kind of, this is pretty funny because Jed is kind of like, hold this off. He goes to talk to Brayden. He's like, sorry, man. I had to do what I had to do. You know, when I talked to you yesterday, I didn't know this was happening yet, you know? And so when Tara approached me with this idea, I just, you know, I had to take it. And I didn't even know this was going to happen until, you know, like this morning. So, I know that this is probably, that you're probably not happy with me, that I used it on Beth here and that you're up on the block all of a sudden. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I had to do what I had to do. And, that's where we're at. That's where we're at. And Brayden's like, but you lied to me, man. You were talking about, you didn't mention any of this to me. Jed is just, you know, he's very pleased with himself and he's sort of like giving the, I'm sorry that I did this to you speech to Brayden. But Brayden obviously was in on the whole thing. So it's just all around, all over the place. Ty is going to continue to talk and play up to Jed that he is fully on board with Jed, that he's like, what an idiot Tara is for doing this. That he is, of course, you know, keeping Jed. As far as I know, he does not plan on telling Jed until Thursday, which might be too late to change his mind if that is the case. But we'll see. It does appear, I mean, again, Ty is lying to both sides, but he is making plans with Kiefer, with Brayden. And he is, withholding more information from Jed and Beth. It does seem like he is currently on the side of voting Jed out. So I do expect Jed will go on Thursday, at least temporarily. At this moment. But again, you never know. You never know in this house. Ty, Brayden, Kiefer, and Tara are all going to talk for a bit. They talk about Beth and they're like, well, how soon do you think it will, how soon do you think Beth will start campaigning against Jed? How soon do you think she'll turn on Jed and take Jed out after he used the veto on her? And they're all making estimates. She'll act like it's her idea. Kiefer says he wants to backdoor Beth next week. He feels a backdoor. With five people in the game, he wants to backdoor Beth. There you go. Now, again, I'm going to mention some of these because it's going to be a double eviction. And so plans made prior to the double eviction are more likely to stick because there's not a lot of time to rethink them. However, in this house, future plans never stick. So we'll see where this goes. But the plan currently between Kiefer and Ty is very much so like Beth and Tara on the block. Brayden also talked to Ty about nominating Tara and Beth, potentially to get Beth out, but with Tara potentially on the block. So like with Kiefer and Ty, they talked about Brayden as the replacement, probably would be sending Tara out if Beth won. And then with Brayden and Ty, it's just kind of like Tara and Beth as the nominees. And this is the thing, to like, Tara didn't put Ty up and has received nothing in return because Ty still fully plans on putting her on the block and potentially sending her home as early as Thursday in the double eviction. So again, what are you doing? We also are going to get, Beth is talking with Ty and a few other people in the hot tub area. This was interesting to me because, Beth was talking about, how now that Jed has used the veto on somebody else, she says never in the history of the show has somebody used the veto on somebody else and then stayed in the game. Which is not true. But she was like, that by itself just won the game. Jed wins the game if he stays in this game. She's trying to plant some seeds, I imagine. It was funny to me, though, because to me, it is the like this is how backwards these players are, in my opinion, that they're like, oh, using the veto on someone else and staying in the game? What an amazing move. For me, it's like, no, using the veto on somebody else and then you stay in the game, that's not an amazing move. That's still a really dumb move that you just got lucky enough to survive. Or you did a dumb move and then had to use your skills in the game to survive. I would not vote for somebody that used the veto on somebody else. The only justifiable way that it happens is if it's a family member or your fiance, right? Like that's basically the two times that it's happened. And except for the, you know, the Big Brother 19 example, which is a weird one. But still, like it's not an indication of skill in the game by any means. And the only reason it really happened the one time is because of America's Play. So no, do not use the veto on somebody else. It's a terrible move. I don't care if you survive. It's dumb. You know what else? Don't volunteer for the block. That's also dumb. If you volunteer for the block, I'm gonna dock you some points. I don't care if you survive. There is no single player that is in complete control of where the other players are going to go. You just can't. And that's why, like, I've seen some people say, like, oh, well, if Brayden ends up staying, then Tara, was her move genius? No! Why would it be? Why would it be genius? There's no point. There's no point in putting Brayden on the block. No point. It's all risk, no reward. What did she get from Ty? Nothing. He's going to put her on the block next week. What did she get from Brayden? Nothing. Now Brayden's talking about putting her on the block next week. What did she get from Jed? Nothing. She's sending him home. What did she get from anything? Nothing. All it is risk. It's all risk. All risk, no reward. Even if it pans out, it's still really terrible. And the risk is extraordinary. If she ends up sending Brayden home, if Brayden left this week, I don't think that Tara can win this game. I think that she is drawing completely dead. A completely drawing dead outcome versus what, saving a little bit of face with Ty or having Jed not blow up on you? Like, ugh. Not only that, but even the way that it has played out, she gets, I think, much less credit for Jed going home than she would have otherwise. So terrible move there. Terrible move by, it's just terrible. It's just terrible all around. It's just terrible all around. And this is the thing about all the terrible moves is that somebody has to win. Like at the end of the day, somebody is going to win the game. If somebody loses, somebody has to win. So when everyone is being dumb, somebody is going to benefit from it, but it does not mean that they somehow played it smart. That needs to be said, okay?
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Beth is going to she's going to go to Brayden. I'm like, hey, Brayden. What if I was willing to put out Chad? Brayden's like, damn it, I thought this would take 2 days. she says that she would love to try to help him stay in the game. He's like, even after he used the veto on you, she's like, yeah, you're gonna play a game. Play a game, Brayden. She thinks she's, you know, pulling one over on Brayden here. She thinks she's like being smart and sneaky. She thinks she would have to get Kiefer. If I can get Kiefer, then we could keep you. But you should pitch it to Ty. I can't talk to Ty. If I talk to Ty, it would get back to Jed. Can't do that. So you can talk to Ty. I'll talk to Kiefer. We'll try to see if we can get something to happen. Now I don't know how genuine this is from Beth. She could just be giving Brayden lip service at this point, considering her options. Because she doesn't really do much work to flip Kiefer in the day. Now, maybe it'll happen today on the feeds or something along those lines. Maybe she will be flipping. She does check back in with Brayden later. But it would not surprise me if by the end of this week it was unanimous against Jed. This could actually work out in an opposite way where once Beth flips on Jed, she ends up having to say to tell Jed before Ty does, like, hey, I'm actually voting against you. You're going to be going home this week. And then Jed gets pissed at Beth. And then they have a confrontation there. And then he talks to Ty about it. And Ty needs to admit it too, maybe. And then And then maybe at that point, things have a chance to flip, because then Jed can actually. You know what I'm saying? If it stays secret until Thursday, right before the eviction, then the chances of it flipping are much smaller, because when it comes to the triangle, their decision making is how much time did I spend hearing a pitch in the other direction. So if Jed has time to pitch to Ty and Beth, then I think that there's a much greater chance that they might second guess their decision. But who knows? So that's what Beth is doing. Maybe trying to actually go against Jed here. And Brayden's going to let Kiefer and them all know, like, Beth is already at it. Already at it here. We've got some interesting stuff coming around. Any questions in the chat? Because, again, the day is fairly quiet outside of the fact that these moves have been made. And I expect they will stay quiet until Jed finds out that he may be voted out here at the end of the week. Pedro asked, who do I think Ty can beat at the end of the game? Brayden. I think Brayden is the only person right now that Ty can beat in the end. Why is Kiefer saying this plan was all his idea? Because it was. If Jed goes out and comes back in, what is his percentage to win? He will be in the final five. I can only imagine he would never use the veto on somebody else again. He'll be in the final five with a chance to win HOH, I imagine. Maybe not, but I imagine. Yeah, they're not going to put in the returnee with no chance to win HOH. So, in the final five with a chance at HOH and veto. He'll be competing against probably four people in the HOH and four to five people in the veto. I don't remember if they let the HOH play at five. So those are pretty decent odds of being able to win at least one competition, given the fact that he is good at these competitions. And then he has one to two chances at the final four. Give him like a 1 in 4 chance of winning the game if he comes back in. You know what? I'll go slightly higher. I'd give him like a 30% chance. 30% chance to win the game if he comes back in. Which, for a guy that used the veto on the person sitting next to him and then had that person vote him out, would be quite wild, but very appropriate for the Big Brother Canada 9 house. Worst strategic week in Big BB can history or BB history as a whole? BB history as a whole. Genuinely, I cannot think of a week where more players did worse. Can't think of one. Do I think Jed has let his relationship with Ty go to the wayside while Bray has built a closer bond with him now? No, honestly. I mean, Jed has always been with Ty. I mean, it was just, what, last week that, right, where Jed, yeah, it was just last week where Ty was like pissed at Brayden and complaining that Brayden was way too much and that it goes way too far with some things and wanted to get away from him. So, you know. Is it a better move for Ty or Beth to turn on Jed? I mean, I don't think it's a great move for either of them right now. I mean, so Ty, I think, should want Beth out. Beth getting Jed out is not bad, but it would be better if she got Ty out first. But I do think that Beth will get some credit for this. Even though everyone else made this move happen, I think that just the optics alone will really look like, hey, Jed used the veto on Beth and then she turned around and voted him out. I think she was already getting a lot of credit from somebody like from people like Tina. I think that even like a spicy V in the jury might be like, oh boy, I've got to give it up to Beth, to old Bethel. So I think that Beth's jury potential will increase after this week. And it was already decently high. What is the best end game plan for Kiefer? I think he should have wanted Beth gone. And then if Jed is around, honestly, take out Ty and then bring Jed to the end. Jed would have taken Kiefer, I believe. If Ty was gone, and then I think Kiefer beats Jed. So I think that was his safest play. Right now, he's kind of banking on winning out, which is not impossible either. And all he really needs to do is get to the end with anyone. So I would have preferred him to keep the bigger targets in the game to as a buffer, especially if they were going to potentially be loyal to him. But we'll see. Do I plan to give out ones at the roundtable? Tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, when we go over all of the players. What are the double eviction scenarios? Who's at most at risk of going home? It's really all over the place. Again, Ty, Brayden, and Kiefer have all talked about nominating Beth and Tara. If Beth wins the veto, I would imagine that Tara goes home unless Brayden nominates Kiefer. I don't think that Ty would nominate Kiefer at this time. Kiefer and Ty talked about nominating Brayden. That would not be a good move for Ty, so maybe he wouldn't. I don't know. You never really know. I think at the end of the day, we're looking at Beth, Tara. Brayden probably wouldn't go in the double. He'd probably be a pawn, and anyone that sat next to him would go. A shot could be taken at Kiefer from potentially Brayden. Who knows? Ty, maybe. Beth would probably take a shot at Tara, but I don't know. It depends on how the rest of this week plays out. And then I could see a shot being taken at Ty, depending on how this week plays out. So it's really all over the place. All right. Predictions on who battles back Jed. I would say Tara or Beth are the two probably most likely outcomes, but again, it's very up in the air. Will Rob make an appearance on the roundtable this season? I do not believe so. Are all the stocks going to tank this week? I have to wait and see. Who will Vic Rohan and Tina give credit for this move? Well, again, it depends on how it's portrayed to Jed, right? So assuming Jed is the one that leaves, if Beth is the first person to talk to Jed about him leaving, I 100% think that Beth will get the majority of the credit for a whole week, right? So it's very important. If Beth approaches Jed and she's like, I'm sorry, Jed, but you need to go, then I think Jed goes to the jury. And maybe even if Ty is like, yeah, we had this thing, it's never going to be fully conveyed to Jed that Beth was completely clueless about this whole thing, right? So if Jed is the one that goes to jury, I think Beth gets all of the credit. And Tara maybe gets a little bit of it. Because she was the HOH, but the fact that she nominated Brayden could sink her. Because Jed might not be aware of the fact that this was the plan all along, and then he may feel like, well, I managed to trick Tara into putting up Brayden, and then Beth turned around on me anyway and screwed me. So it really depends on what the story is and who ends up going to the jury to tell that story. Because it will be a whole week before another person comes in to give an alternative view of the story. So by that time, it will have like sunk in the idea like, oh, Beth really screwed Jed. And, you know, they may end up giving other people a little bit more credit depending on who else comes in and what story they tell. But I think that Beth probably has the advantage here in terms of credit, especially because she's the one that got saved with the veto. Is there any scenario where Tara could possibly win? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I think the jury will vote for any person that comes back from the potential battle back? Yes. I think they're more likely to vote for somebody that comes back in the battle back. Who will target Kiefer is Jed if Jed is gone that wouldn't have targeted him before? Anybody that would have targeted Jed, which is everybody. Assuming the trio is actually as strong as Jed thought it was, wouldn't this be a good move for Jed since it is much better for his game that Brayden goes than Beth? No. Never use the veto on somebody else. I don't care. Because the whole, like, there is never a scenario where somebody is willing to put Brayden on the block, somebody else on the block, but only if you use the veto on somebody else. The only reason they care about you using it on somebody else is if they want you to go. So if you don't see that there is a plan to take you out, then you cannot be making a good move. I don't care if it ends up working out because Ty ends up changing his mind. The risk alone is not even remotely worth it. Especially considering the fact that they are not loyal. And if they were loyal, it would never have happened. Yeah, the opportunity would never have happened. Do I think Tara swearing on her kids influenced her decision in nominating Brayden? Absolutely not. She has sworn her kids to many different people, many different times, and had no qualms about going back on them any of those times. All right. Okay. I think we are through here with many of these questions. That's what I've got for you guys. Thank you for joining me today. Sorry, this wasn't the most exciting update. Yesterday was certainly interesting. This was a bit of a slower day here. Again, apart from the veto ceremony itself, I imagine we're in for another slow day today. We may get something more exciting by Wednesday. I'm not sure. But as long as the plan stays under wraps, things should stay pretty calm for now. The second it reaches Jed's ears that he may end up going home, things may get more exciting. I don't agree with Tara that Jed will necessarily, I mean, Jed said he would riot. But I think honestly, it'll be more sadness. And then potentially shifts and waffles. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But I will, of course, be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on anything that does happen today on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. Later tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, we will go over the week on the feeds. Jacob Jones will be joining Melissa and I to talk about everything that's been going on and rate all of the players out of 10. In what is perhaps the worst week of Big Brother strategy of all time. So if you are curious about how that will go, make sure you tune in. You can also give your own ratings in the survey that I will tweet out after this podcast ends. You can find me at Armstrong Taren on Twitter if you want to vote in that survey. So that should be fun. Make sure you tune in tonight. Jacob's always a blast, and what a week to have him here. So that'll be good. Tomorrow night, we will be live to recap the Wednesday night episode of Big Brother Canada 9. And of course, The Circle is going to drop 4 more episodes tomorrow as well. So The Circle coverage will start tomorrow and go on Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. So that's what we've got. Thank you so much for joining me here today. See you all next time.